Today on the Wisdom Journey, we're in the book of Philemon. We find the Apostle Paul changing a slave's identity from slave to brother. Onesimus, a runaway servant, finds himself in Rome and crosses paths with Paul, who is still imprisoned. Through their encounter, Onesimus not only becomes a believer in Christ, but is also transformed from a bond servant to a beloved brother. Join Stephen for this story of reconciliation, grace, and transformation.
If you've ever been to the emergency room, you've experienced something called triage. Triage is a French word that literally means to sort out. It refers to deciding who needs treatment immediately and who can wait. I remember reading how during World War II, the Allies used the system of triage in makeshift hospitals near the front lines. It was the duty of the supervisor to tag the wounded accordingly. The color-coded tags would place patients in one of three categories. One color was used for patients who were considered hopeless. Nothing could be done for them. Another color stood for patients who were hopeful. And what that meant was the injured soldier would survive whether he received immediate help or not, so he could wait for treatment. The third colored tag was for patients marked as doubtful. In other words, these soldiers might survive, but only if they were given immediate treatment. So a lot of the emergency medical treatment was given to those soldiers marked doubtful. Well, one soldier named Lewis arrived. He was badly injured. One of his legs was completely shattered. He'd lost a lot of blood. The triage supervisor who examined him decided that Lewis was hopeless. So his color tag just sort of silently instructed the medical staff to set him over and make him as comfortable as possible before he passed away. Well, the nurse assigned to Lewis that evening noticed that he was conscious, and they began to talk. They discovered that they were both from Ohio. Well, getting to know Lewis as somebody from her home state and, you know, not just another wounded soldier, made this nurse do something that was forbidden. Later that night, she slipped into the hospital ward and changed his colored tag from hopeless to doubtful. Well, the next morning, Lewis was quickly identified and transported to a better medical facility and taken right into surgery. Months later, minus one leg, he fully recovered. And it was all because a nurse was willing to change his tag and give him another chance at life. Well, let me tell you something, beloved. That's the gospel, isn't it? Jesus Christ is in the business of changing tags. Nobody's hopeless. No one is beyond the reach of God's forgiveness and grace. And we happen to live in a sick world, a dying world. And we who follow Jesus Christ ought to be on the lookout for people without hope, people who need immediate care of the great physician, the Lord Jesus himself. Well, today we set sail into one of the shortest books in the Bible, and we're going to watch the Apostle Paul change the tag on a runaway slave. Now, keep in mind that Paul is still a prisoner in Rome. He's actually writing a letter to the church in Colossae. We call it the book of Colossians. But in that mail pouch, along with Paul's letter to the Colossians, is another letter, just a little brief note written to a man named Philemon. And Paul begins his note, his personal letter, here in verse 1 by writing, "Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house." Well, this tells us that the church in Colossae was meeting in the home of Philemon. He was evidently a wealthy man with a large enough home to accommodate this church. Apphia is more than likely his wife. Archippus is mentioned over in Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. He's evidently the pastor teacher. The Bible scholars suggest that Archippus is the son of Philemon and Apphia. Well, you've got a family here deeply committed to the gospel of Christ. fact, Paul adds a personal comment of appreciation for Philemon's ministry. He writes here in verse 7, "I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you." Well, with that, Paul then gets right down to the reason he's writing this little note. He's about to make a personal request regarding one of Philemon's household servants who'd run away, a man named Onesimus. Now, as an apostle, Paul could have commanded Philemon to respond with forgiveness and grace, but instead, Paul appeals to him this way here in verse 8. "Though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment." Well, this information here, along with what we learn in the rest of this letter, tells us this. Onesimus had run away. Philemon didn't know what had happened to him. Paul says that Onesimus not only came to him in Rome, but also became a Christian through Paul's ministry to him. And Paul is now, as it were, the spiritual father of Onesimus. Well, beloved, some significant tags have been changed here, haven't they? Onesimus is no longer tagged a slave. He's now called a spiritual son of Paul. Now, you might wonder how Philemon could have bondservants if he was such a godly Christian with a church meeting in his living room. Well, as we studied back in Ephesians and Colossians, Paul instructed both Christian servants and Christian masters on how to conduct themselves with honesty and kindness. Now, don't misunderstand, Paul never legitimized slavery in the Roman Empire, which was rampant, by the way. But I can tell you that Paul is sowing the seeds of emancipation, so to speak. He's changing the tags here. He's doing it so that Christian masters treat their household servants like employees, even more than that, like members of the family, as we're about to see. In order to understand what's going on here, we need to understand Roman law regarding bondservants. In Roman law, there was a provision that if a household bondservant and his master experienced some kind of breach, some kind of rupture in their working relationship, the servant could go to a friend of his master and appeal to him to reconcile their differences. Beloved, Onesimus didn't just happen to run away to Rome, which was more than 1,000 miles away from the city of Colossae. This was intentional. Onesimus didn't just, accidentally bump into Paul. He was looking for Paul. He wanted Paul to bring about reconciliation between himself and Philemon. Well, the first thing Paul evidently did was bring about reconciliation between Onesimus and God, didn't he? He leads this man to faith in Christ. Now, we're not told what the specific breach, rupture, problem was between Onesimus and Philemon, but we're given a clue here in verse 11 where Paul writes this, "Formerly he," that is a reference to Onesimus, "was useless to you. But now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I'm sending him back to you, sending my very heart." So we need to get this right here. Paul isn't supporting slavery by sending a runaway back to his master. He's writing a letter of reconciliation. Paul wants Philemon to change the tag that he had put on Onesimus. Paul even makes a play on words here in verse 11, where he says that Onesimus has been changed from useless to useful. The name Onesimus means useful. So Paul is saying he's now going to live up to his name. Well, there's another change in his tag as well. Paul writes here in verse 16 that he wants Philemon to welcome him back, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother. I mean, how's that for changing somebody's tag in life? No longer a bondservant, but a beloved brother. Paul writes then here in verse 17, "Receive him as you would receive me." In other words, treat him just like you'd treat me, your old friend. And this is so important to Paul that he offers here in verse 18 this interesting phrase. If he, that is Onesimus, owes you anything, charge that to my account. I got to tell you, this is a great picture of the gospel, isn't it? This is what Jesus has done for us. Our debt of sin was placed on his account. He paid off our debt in full. We're no longer slaves. We are members of God's family. Now, while Paul is confident, verse 21 says, that Philemon will fulfill Paul's request, we're never actually told what happened next. Well, I think we're just going to have to wait to get to heaven to find out. Well, how do we know, by the way, that we're going to heaven to find out? Well, one reason only. God changed your tag and mine. He changed our tags from lost to found, from outcast to redeemed, from hopeless to heavenward. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. This lesson is called From Bondservant to Brother. Today we discovered how Paul's letter to Philemon is a vivid picture of the gospel. Just as Onesimus's tag was changed from a runaway slave to a beloved brother, God changes your tag from lost to found, from outcast to redeemed. He doesn't just patch up your old identity. He gives you a completely new one. And it's not based on anything you've done, but on everything Christ has done for you. If you'd like to know more about the gospel or have a resource to use when sharing the gospel with others, we can help you. We have a resource called God's Wisdom for Your Heart. It's a simple and clear explanation of God's offer to all people. There are several ways you can access this resource. If you have the Wisdom International app on your phone, there's a link on the main screen that says Gospel. We also have it available on our website. That's wisdomonline.org/gospel. And if you'd like to share it with others, we sell bundles of a print edition. Call us at 866-48-BIBLE for information. Dial 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Get this resource today, then join us back here next time to continue traveling through God's Word on the Wisdom Journey.